The war finished when, I was 14, wasn't I? I was 10 when it broke out, so I was 14, 15, yeah. I mean, we still had rationing. I suppose the only difference being that, there was the lights were on, so instead of going out in the dark in the evenings, we could, the lights were on. We used to go to Watford Town Hall sometimes to the, they'd have a dance on a Saturday night, so I used to go then with a friend. But I think by and large it was mostly, I don't know, entertaining ourselves really.
Food was still rationed, of course, in the 50s, and we had a ball, and they had the old pig's heads and all this sort of business out on the small hall. The food used to be in the small hall, and the dancing took place in the main hall.
There was very little on the shelves. That's always something I remember, like pre-rationing. And I remember going to pick up a couple of ounces of butter that would be allocated to my mother, and giving the ration tickets over, whatever they were. And another thing I remember, you could buy malt vinegar. It used to come in a large case, a wooden case, and you would take your bottle up and they would fill it up. And I loved vinegar. I used to always take a swig of it as I came down the road. Sour.
Everything was still rationed, and you had to make do on what the rations were. And butter, cooking fat, powdered milk, powdered egg from America, which I criticised at the time, but it was a godsend to people in England, after the war, during the war.
You had to queue in those days for things. I remember that with my mum going to Gibson's, the butcher's, and queuing for your every Saturday. It would there would be quite a queue outside the butcher's and the greengrocer's. I remember Humphrey. That Burrages was on the corner of Chester Road, and Humphrey's was another shop that was opposite.
We found that things were very difficult at home. I mean, there was lots of plans and hopes in the 50s, and but everything seemed to be so slow. I mean, it took ages to, I mean, even pedal bikes were short supply. Buying a bicycle, let alone trying to buy a car. Even motorbikes, you had to wait. And cars, you virtually had to have a you had to have a sort of a license. You had to prove that it was part of your employment or your business or something to get a car those days. By the end of the 50s, of course, you just waited a months, that sort of thing finished. A lot of things were in short supply, and there was a black market going those days. I was used to black marketing, having been in the services in Europe. I knew all about black markets, cigarettes and black markets, and it still worked in Watford, but in the 50s it was still going, gradually going out, mainly in household things, food and luxury bits and pieces.
I can remember rationing. Of course, I was born into it, so I didn't know any different. I've still got my ration books, yes. And I can remember we went for our grocery shopping to a shop called Peter Webb in Queen's Avenue, and the butcher we went to was Morell's. Until I was five, and we lived with my grandparents, we had a very large garden, so we grew our own fruit, veg, and we had a lot of fruit trees, so I suppose we were really self-sufficient. I can definitely remember keeping eggs in a bucket of icy glass underneath the table. Why didn't we eat the eggs when they were fresh? My grandparents kept chickens, and my mother's mother kept chickens. This must have been before the war, because I don't remember anybody keeping chickens when I was a child. But I do remember the people at the bottom of our garden kept geese, because I can remember taking potato peelings down to feed these geese. When we moved to the Cassowary estate, there was a covenant that you agreed to not to keep any fowls in your garden, although I do remember some people who did.
I used to grow a lot of radishes because I used to pull them up meeting as they were. I can remember that. Gooseberry bushes we had. Raspberries, Mum was making jam, you see.
Yeah.
Dad grew vegetables. We wasn't a big gardener, but he used to grow some vegetables.
Did you keep rabbits or anything?
Chickens.
Chickens.
Did you really?
Eggs.
What was it like keeping chickens?
Yeah, you just fed them and... I remember I used to tease the cockerel, and he was, and then once Grandma was feeding him, and he got out, and he chased me all down the garden, petting my legs. He knew that I used to tease him through the wire. He used to, you know, yeah.
We used to call it the Seven Fields to Leavesden because when we were little, just after, well, I suppose it was during the war, we used to go scrumping. My dad used to like us to go what he called the Seven Fields to Leavesden because of mushrooms. He was mad on mushrooms. So if it was the time of the year for the mushrooms, he used to say, oh, go on, go for a walk, and there'd be a crowd of us go. We always went around in a crowd.
Things were very expensive. And, of course, we all wanted the housing business, sure. We all wanted houses. I mean, it was totally different with my brother and I, which we were out of our, well out of our teens and in our home in Watford. It caused us, shall we say... There were domestic pressures.
Mm.
Work prospects were poor. They had rises during the war, but all rises seemed to have stopped in business from about 1940 onwards, because the servicemen were getting very upset that their wages weren't moving up as the civilians were, you know. And there were still a lot of people, I mean, when I worked on the railway, there was still a lot there. There were people there who had gone past their retirement age, but they didn't want to retire. You see, they were kept on during the war because they needed, because staff had been drafted.
Mm.
And I found... Communism was around, but there was everywhere an element of communism, believe it or not, at the time.